Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, episode 389, Holy Spirit. Guest minister Elizabeth Frauhiger delivered this message on Sunday, October 6th, 2024, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Bless you and thank you to those watching on the internet via Facebook or live stream, YouTube. We bless you in the name of the Lord. It's nice that you have come, even through the airwaves, to hear the word of the Lord. We bless you. And to those of you that are watching from other countries, I know that there's some of our friends from Cuba and Peru watching, and some of my family members, perhaps from Mexico. Bienvenidos. Que Dios los bendiga. So tell your neighbor, buckle your seatbelts. You're about to get a revelation. Amen. Buckle your seatbelts. You're about to get a revelation. Amen. So the message for today, it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, what a powerful person of the Trinity. And I just pray that the Lord would give us eyes to see and ears to hear what His Spirit is saying this morning. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify you this morning. Holy Spirit, I just yield to you. I surrender to your leading this morning. Your word says, open your mouth and I will fill it. So we thank you, God, for this word, for your word will go forth this morning and it will accomplish exactly what it was sent and it will penetrate. Thank you, Father God, for your word is sharper than a two-edged sword that divides bone and marrow. And so we are open to you, Holy Spirit. This is your service, God. Do what you want. We have no agenda, no timing. It's all you, Lord. This is the Holy Spirit Church. And so we're going to walk in that. And we thank you, God, for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to perceive what your Holy Spirit is saying. We love you, Jesus. Let your name be glorified. Because everything we say and do brings glory to your name. We thank you, Abba, Father, in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I already feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And let me look at my timing here. Oh, okay. We're going to make that an 8 instead of a 5. Hallelujah. A little typo there. It's okay. Just thought I'd get a little laugh. Hallelujah. We're just going to go with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All three in one, encompassing together. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God Himself. That is what I want us to get this morning. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God Himself. Get a revelation. Some of you already know this, but get a revelation this morning that the Spirit of God Himself is the Holy Spirit. If we get that revelation this morning, look out, church, because we're going to be operating in supernatural power. That is the Holy Spirit. Because some people say, oh, you know, that's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but don't understand that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God Himself. So if we get that this morning, look out. We're going to be walking in all power and dominion. Amen. John 15:26, and I have a couple translations here. I normally preach from the New King James Version, but sometimes I go to others because it explains a little bit better, and I'll get a better understanding. So if you do other versions, that's okay. So I'm going to read this one from the New King James Version, and it says, "But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, will testify of me." So he will testify of God the Father. Looking at the NIV version, and I'll read that. John 15:26. That's where we're at. If you have your Bibles, it's good to look, because I can be up here saying this, and unless you know for a fact that that's what I'm saying, I challenge you to open up your Bibles, to look at your cell phones, to make sure that, you know, that you know that what I'm saying is in the scriptures. Amen. Just because I'm ministering up here, I might not be quoting the scripture right. So it is your due diligence to look it up if you don't know it by heart. Amen. And that's how we're going to learn. That's how we're going to learn to find the books of the Bible. I remember many years ago when I was a baby believer, I didn't want to bring my Bible to church because I couldn't find the books. And some of you heard the story. And I have a little bit of time, but anyways, I won't share the story with you, but I was afraid of bringing my Bible because I didn't know where the books were, where in the Bible. And I felt inadequate around the people that was around me. They would say, you know, the book of Job, and I'm like, yeah, okay. I didn't know where it was. So don't feel like, well, I don't know where it's okay. Take your time. Find the book of the Bible. We're not looking at you like, oh, they don't know their Bible because I didn't know at some time. So it's okay with that. It's okay. Or use your phone. You could just type it up and there it is. Hallelujah. Thank you for technology, Lord. It does work sometime. And you'll see me up here with my little notebook. I finally got myself an iPad Friday at Best Buy. So look out. I'll be coming up here with the, you know. And you know, let me break this lie over some of you, because I always say, oh, you know, iPads and all this. I'm not a techie kind of person. And the Holy Spirit convicted me. And he said, what? You know what you're saying over yourself, Elizabeth? That you're not techie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. So you are techie, and you can learn just like I'm going to learn. So I'm going to break that lie off of some of you that you're not techie. No, God can give you revelation on how to use that iPad, how to use that phone. Amen. You are techie in the name of Jesus. Because if you have the Holy Spirit in you, he can help you. We're going to learn about that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So John 15:26, NIV, it says, when the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify of me. It is the Holy Spirit that's testifying God. John 16:7, it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I'm going away. This is Jesus talking. For I go not away. The Comforter will not come unto you. So Jesus is saying, I need to ascend to the Father so that you can have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God himself. Come on now. Okay? So it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. So Jesus is going to be with the Father, but he's going to send you the power of the most living God. Come on. Amen. That's how we can do greater things than Jesus did. Amen. So Jesus had to ascend to the Father in order for the Holy Spirit to come. That was a must. It had to be done. Amen. John 16:7. Here's the amplified version. And this is where it's good to look at other versions, because it'll explain a little bit further. However, I'm telling you nothing but the truth, when I say to you, it's profitable. Say profitable. I mean, it's good for you. Good, expedient, advantageous. You get the advantage for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Strengthener. How many of you know we need strength, right? In this nowadays, the standby. What does it mean by that standby? Huh? Waiting on us. Like, I'm ready. Whenever you say, go, I'm here for you. I'm standing by whenever you yield to me. I'm standing by whenever you surrender to me, right? Whenever you decide to stop driving that vehicle, to start being the pilot, I'm right here. You're putting me in the co-pilot, but I should be driving. Amen? This is for some of us in here that sometimes we forget who our Comforter is. Amen. He will not come to you. It means in not close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. To be so close with you. Amen. We're going to learn a little bit of Greek this morning. The Greek word used here in the reference to the Holy Spirit is parakletos. Tell your neighbor, parakletos. It's not parakeet, it's parakletos. Amen? Which means one who is called to one side, specially to help. It also means as an intercessor, an assistant. Like kind of like our GPS is an assistant, right? I went to Sister Michelle's party yesterday, outing yesterday, and I'm like, I need my GPS because I don't know that neck of the woods way up north. But I had that GPS. And he was telling me, turn left, turn right, get on the second lane. Holy Spirit's like that too for us if we allow him to guide us. Amen? So think of him as your GPS times 10, full charged, because he knows it all. Amen? Which means one who is called to one side, especially to help. It also means he's an intercessor, an assistant, or one who pleads the cause for another before a judge. We are equipped, church, to go out in the byways and highways with the Holy Spirit, full powered, full charge, with the big engine. What are the, you guys, car racer guys, what is that? The faster motor, faster, my son should know this, faster speed. Any car racers in here? All right, well, okay. So it's like supercharged, right? Supercharged engine. That's the word I got, supercharged. Power. I'm Pastor Harley. Supercharge. Pedal to the metal, Pastor. Right? And it says, in light of this, just don't get pulled over. You don't go to speed limit. In light of this, I got to speak the truth here. In light of this, the role of the Holy Spirit is all encompassing. He's our comforter. Not like your bed comforter. He's our comforter that, right, that comforts you. When you're like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Holy Spirit, help. And it's like, we got to know that the Holy Spirit with us. He's our counselor. He helps us. He strengthens us. When I was running that 10K, I'm like, Holy Spirit, help me. I pray in tongues. And I was getting strengthened by the Holy Spirit, by the dunamis power. Not in the natural, but in the supernatural. Tell your neighbor, supernatural. We got to start walking in the supernatural. Come on, we're all down here in the natural. It's like, God's like, I got better for you. I gave you the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Supernatural power. We got to start walking in that. Amen? In light of this, the role of the Holy Spirit is also our intercessor and our standby. Ready to move, ready to go. Ready to say, when Elizabeth says, help me, Holy Spirit, there he is. He's ready. Turn the switch. I mean, he's so ready. The Holy Spirit is the person. He's a person. He's not a thing. He is a person, right? He's more than just an influencer. He's more than just one attribute. He is the Spirit of God himself. You will see everything so different once you understand who the Holy Spirit is. He can change your relationship with Jesus. When you realize the power of this wonderful person of the Trinity, the third person, the Holy Spirit. Just because he's third doesn't mean he's last. Okay? You will see everything so differently. God is a God of order, and God was first. Jesus came to the earth, and then he sent the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit opens up the whole entire Word of God to you. When you sit down to read your scriptures, which I know this church, all of us do that, right? Whenever that is, in the morning and the night, it doesn't matter. Just get your Word. Get fed. Amen? When you open the scriptures, you ask, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me understand this passage. Holy Spirit, download to me what this means to me and to my life. To my situation, because the Word of God is alive. It's alive. It'll speak to you. It'll speak to you and your circumstances that you need. He knows. So ask help with the Holy Spirit when you don't understand. Amen. I pray that we have a revelation this morning of who the Holy Spirit is. A revelation that was like, wow, I didn't know he was in me. I didn't know it was that power that rose Jesus from the dead. I didn't know that. You know, we had worship night last Friday, and one of the ladies, they got baptized. He said, Elizabeth, how were you talking? I got a revelation. She knew the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was using her, but she got it. Wow. I pray that each of us will know the power of the Holy Spirit that is in us. That you will realize how valuable and powerful it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. To be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is a powerful experience. There's an experience after you have been born again, right? First, it is a born again experience. When you give your life to Jesus, right? A first born again experience. What we call a conversion. We converted from darkness into light, right? From death into life. There's a conversion, right? We were in the dark, but now we've seen the light. A conversion. Born again, that's what we call as Christians, born again. I've been dead and now I'm alive, right? I've been born again. When you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, now you're in the family of God. Amen. You're no longer of the world, though you are in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen. That's what Raman tells us. And after that, there is an experience which is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit or being filled with the Holy Spirit. And some of you say, well, I'm already filled with the Holy Spirit. I gave my life to Jesus. That's different. That's different. Now this is a filling of the Holy Spirit. The Bible clearly states that Holy Spirit relates to God the Father and God the Son. The Trinity, all in one. I remember when my kids were younger, they tried to explain to them the Trinity. It's like, what do you mean Jesus is God and the Holy Spirit is God and God is all of them? What do you mean, Mom? And one thing that I've heard somebody say, explain it to them like this. It's like an egg. There's three parts to an egg. Right? There's the shell and then the yolk. And what's the other part? The white part. The white part, I guess, is called the white part. So all three things is an egg. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is three things. It's God. Almighty God. So I thought that was really neat to explain to him. For it to be an egg, you need all three things. Right? So it's a neat analogy how to explain to a child. And even to adults. Sometimes we don't get it. We need that simple explanation. Amen? So if we go to Matthew 3, 16 and 17. So if you go there, I'm going to wait a little bit. I wrote it all out so maybe we'll lose less time. But it says, when he had been baptized, he's talking about Jesus. Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened. They were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and aligning upon him. And suddenly a voice came from the heavens saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus was baptized. Now, why does the Son of Man need to be baptized? It is to give us an example of how we need to get baptized as well. Right? Here we have the three persons at that same very time, at that time. We have God the Father speaking, Jesus being baptized, and the Holy Spirit ascending on the Son of Man. All three, the Trinity, all in that same time. You know, a lot of people put, even our symbol, our church symbol, is the Holy Spirit. But the dove is a representation of the Holy Spirit from this scripture. Amen. So when people look at my Father's house and they see the little dove, they're like, hey, this church is Spirit-filled church. What does it mean to be Spirit-filled? And then we'll go here in a little bit. I'll share with you. Okay. The same Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, in Genesis, is the same Holy Spirit here now. If you go to Genesis 1:1-3, and I'm going to read, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So from the moment of creation, throughout the whole Testament, when the Spirit of God was mentioned, they were referring to the Holy Spirit. It's the same Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God was in Genesis. The Spirit of God is in Revelation. It's the same through a whole entire Testament. The same Holy Spirit, they came in the upper room with the 120 people in the book of Acts. It's the same Holy Spirit. We're going to read Acts 2:1. Acts is such a powerful book. I love that. But we started it in our cell group. It was powerful. Powerful. When the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:1, so go there with me. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord. Everybody say one accord. It is important that the body of Christ is in one accord, in unity. Amen. And Sister Aaliyah preached on that earlier. In one accord, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Like, how's that for sound effects? Hey? All right? Y'all do it with me. Right? Come on. It came like a mighty rushing wind and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as fire. Can you just imagine that? Like we're sitting here and all of a sudden, and everybody starts speaking in tongues. And you all have this fire over your heads. Come on. Come on now. In the spirit, right? Obviously, yes. And they filled the whole house and they were sitting there. Then there appeared to them divided tongues. They all said, hey, right? They all start praying. Let's do that. Let's. I'm going to do the wind, and then you all start praying in tongues. Ready? It was like that. How awesome, right? In power. One sat upon each other, each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It is the Spirit. And some people's like, oh, what did the speaking in tongues, that's so difficult, because it was difficult for me. For 7 years, I went up to the altar. I want to get filled with, this is when I, you know, my first 7 years as a believer, they would say, who wants to get baptized in the Holy Spirit? And there I run to the front and they lay hands on me. And I just like, I didn't speak for seven. I mean, every single time, every opportunity they gave, I was there. They probably thought, who this lady comes up all the time? She really needs some deliverance. And I did. I needed it every time. Every time they say, come to the front, there's Ali. I used to be up in the balcony, but it didn't take me long to get down there because I wanted it. Yes, I was running down there. Like you wouldn't believe. I was up there almost every Sunday for I don't know how long. And that's okay. And that's okay because look, I'm up here now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He set me free. Amen. All those times, however many times I went, dozens of times I went, and I didn't get the praying in tongues. I'm like, what is wrong with me, God? How come I can't get that? Everybody's like, I'm like, what is going on? Help me, Jesus. So one day, I'm gonna share this with you because I think it's going to help some of you that need to get baptized in the speaking of tongues. Because I thought that it was just going to bust out of me. I thought they was like, okay, I'm waiting. I didn't know that I needed to take part in it. I didn't know that part. I kept my mouth shut. And there were some doubt there too, I think. Like, I don't know. Some of them go, toot, toot, toot. Some of them go, toot, shut up. What's the difference? You know? It doesn't matter. It's the Spirit of God. It doesn't matter. And so I'm sitting there. In my life, this is an experience that I had because this is how I received it. I didn't receive it at a church. I didn't receive it at some great big conference. I received the speaking of tongues in my dining room. And I think I've shared this before, but some of you weren't here, so I'm going to share again. So I'm sitting there having dinner with John Kilpatrick. How many of you know who John Kilpatrick is? Okay, some of you know. Okay, yes. But not with him, but on the phone. You know, I was doing YouTube, and I was listening to John Kilpatrick's service, and I'm sitting there having my dinner and listening to it, because that's what I do. I'm always listening to scriptures and I'm always listening. That's, I get failed and I love it. Okay, so jump on board with me, okay? Every chance I get, I'm listening and hearing the word of the Lord because I'm so hungry, more hungry than ever. I pray that hunger falls on you too. So I'm sitting there listening and he says, okay, everybody in the congregation, stand up, let's pray in tongues. And, you know, everybody stands up and start praying in tongues. And I'm still sitting, eating, right, listening to him. He's like, you two at home in your dining room, get up and start praying in tongues. And I'm like, how does he know I'm in my life? Like, I'm thinking he's talking to me. This was like the video was 4 years ago from the time that I was listening to it, like maybe 10 years ago. So I'm like going, what? And I'm like, oh, okay. So I stopped eating, right? And I got up and I'm like, and then they're all praying. And I was like, so I'm like, okay. You know, he's like, open your mouth. He looks at the camera. Like literally, you guys, I got to find this video. He says, open your mouth. And I'm like, okay. So I'm listening, right? The whole time, like, I think he's in my room. He says, open your mouth. I'm like, he goes like, move your tongue. It's not going to come out of you if you don't move. La, 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 la. Move your tongue. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm like looking to see, he's like, who's looking? I'm like, I'm by myself at home, you guys. And I'm still going like, what is going on here? So I open my tongue. He goes, let it out. Don't be afraid. I'm like, cut. And I'm just making stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'm just like, well, nothing's coming. And all of a sudden, I'm like, and I kid you not, I put my hand in my mouth because it startled me and scared me. And I was like, oh, because it came out. Like, whoa. And then he says, don't cover your mouth. Let it out. I'm like, Holy Spirit, what's going on in here? He's talking to me. This man is talking to me. And I said, okay. And I would say, karamatese, karamatese. Those were my three words. Karamatese, karamatese. Karamatese, karamatese. I'm like, what? More, I want more. So it was karamatese for 3 months, maybe longer. But that's all I say, karamatese. And it's okay when you first start, it's okay. So you might just say, blah, 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 la, na, na, two, 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 hey, 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 a, 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 b, 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 c, 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 a, b, c. No. You know what I'm saying? You may have just a few words, but the more you had to practice your gift, right? You when you learn to ride a bike, you just get on there and ride it. You're going to fall a little bit of times, and some it's going to take longer to pedal, but this is a gift that you have to exercise. So I'll be everywhere I go, karamatese, karamatese, karamatese. I keep saying karamatese. One night I was in my tub, and I am just saying karamatese, karamatese, and all of a sudden, I start praying for 30 minutes. Koshta talaba sateke, konara sataleba kaya soto. And I was like, wow, and it just wouldn't stop. Now you have the ability to start and to stop the Holy Spirit. But I didn't want to stop. I'm like, hey, I got this. I got this. And I noticed that as I grown with the Lord, the tongues start getting stronger and stronger. And there's sometimes when I'm praying, like it was another time that I was, you know, I spent some time in the bath taken to the Lord. But now I got a hot tub, so I'm outside now. So I can be out there longer because the water doesn't get cold. So I can be out there 2 hours, you know, praying in tongues. And so I'm out there, and I'm praying, and I'm like, I'm like, that sounds like Japanese to me. I'm like, come on. And so I'm praying in tongues, but it sounds like I'm speaking Japanese. How many of you sometimes tell you, I heard what you said, but how do you know? Because you were speaking my language. I've heard Pastor Karen pray, and sometimes she say, Gloria, Gloria, grande Gloria. I'm like, she does, doesn't she? Because I was like, at first, like, who's saying that in Spanish? It was Pastor Karen, you know? And I had another friend, and she came over to pray, and she was saying, la Santa Niña, Gloria Santa Niña. I'm like, you're speaking in Spanish. Come on, there's so much power in praying in tongues, and I want each of us to pray. Because when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit knows how to pray. And there's power in that. You got to want that. You gotta want that. It's like getting that cell phone that does more than just texting and calling. That does all the other stuff. Who wants an upgrade? Oh, come on, an upgrade. Then we have all the functioning of the Holy Spirit. Come on. Oh, I'm feeling this one's getting hot up here. Thank you, Lord. Let's see where I'm at. Okay, so there are nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so I'm just going to name them out, because if I was going to explain every one of them, that would be 9 hours, and we don't have that. So we're just going to just going to number them so you're aware of what the gifts of the Holy Spirit is. And then as you sit there, ask yourself, am I functioning in this gift? Okay, so number one, take some notes if you want to. The first one is the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is to know and understand future events. So when you hear the prophetic word and they can give you a prophetic word of future events, that's the word of wisdom. Okay, number two is the word of knowledge that deals with facts that already exist. So when you minister to somebody, you will get the word of knowledge about something that is in the present about that particular person. Sometimes you'll get an imprint in your heart what it is. You may see a picture. Sometimes you have a feeling of like what's going on in this person. Sometimes I lay hands on somebody and I start like I want to cry. So I know this person's hurting emotionally. So everybody functions differently, but you will know how the Holy Spirit's going to use you, right? Amen. So that's that third, number three is discerning of spirits. The gift of discerning of spirits. Okay, so ask yourself, am I operating in this? Number four, the gift of faith. I didn't know the faith was a gift. It is. It's the gift of faith. Great faith. Amen. Number five, the working of miracles. The working of miracles. Are we seeing miracles, signs, and wonders in this church? We should be seeing them. We should be seeing them. Are we laying hands on the dead? Are they coming alive? Who wants to step into that realm? I do. I don't care if I look like a fool. I'll pray if they let me. Start with a cat or a dog maybe first. I don't know. A little bird. I don't know. Does anybody in here lay hands on a cat or a bird to try to bring it back to life? Anybody? Come on. Yes. Two people. Come on. Did they come back to life? No?
Not when I saw
them. That's right. Amen. We just keep trying. We just keep trying. Because one day, guess what? Somebody's going to get healed. Hey, the lame's going to walk. The blind's going to see. Don't give up. Keep doing it. We have that power. Exercise it. Amen? Number six, the gift of healing. And that's what we're talking about. The gift of healing. Amen. That you will lay hands on it and it's a gift. Number seven, the gift of prophecy. How many of y'all are prophetic in this room? There's a lot of them in here, I know. Lift your hand. Yep. Yep. Lift your hand, sister. You're prophetic too. You're prophetic too. We're all prophetic in this room. Everybody raise your hand. Raise your hand, because if you're not prophesying now, the word says that you should all prophesy. And it may not mean like this great prophetic word, but it might just be a word for somebody that will encourage them. That's prophetic. So there's different stages of the prophetic. But Apostle Paul says, I speak in tongues more than you all, but I pray that you all prophesy. It is your portion to prophesy, whether it's one word or like two sentences or like an 18-minute prophetic word. Amen? So when you didn't lift your hand, when I say who's prophetic, we're going to break that lie right now. You all are prophetic in Jesus' name. That's what his word says. Amen? All right. Okay, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. Okay, number eight, speaking in tongues. How many of you speak in tongues? Who's got that gift? Yes, it's a gift. Okay, all right. Yes, okay, yeah. Who wants it? You all should want it. You all should want it. It's powerful. Amen. Amen. Number nine, interpretation of tongues. Oh, this was so perfect because we had one today. And you know, the interpretation of tongues, what was just demonstrated this morning when Pastor Sarah was praying in tongues. And you don't, like I always say, like, I'm just getting one word, God. It's okay, Elizabeth. I keep hearing the blood, my blood, my blood, my blood. And I was seeing the thing, you know, that's all I got, God. That's okay, get up there and speak it, because I'll give you the rest when you get up there. So I never got that before until, you know, Pastor Harley be like, hey, get up there. And he still does, because I'm just trying to give room for somebody else to say it. But he like, hey. You know, you got it. You get up there. And I'm like, I just got a word. The blood, the blood, the blood, the cleansing. I kept seeing the blood being washed. I was like, that's what I'm saying. Get up there. Say the blood and it'll come. And I was like, wow, God, you're amazing. You're amazing. He is. He's amazing. You got to step out in faith. Because if it's the Spirit of God, he'll do it. If it's your flesh, well, that's a different story. Right? Because we don't want to go out in our flesh. And that was one of my things that I've always struggled with. Like, I'll get the prophetic words like, what if I mess up? What if I'm not right? What if it's my flesh? Lord, I wanted to be your Holy Spirit. And I remember I had this conversation with Pastor Harley. Call your leaders if you have questions. This was a while back, and I was at work, and I said, Pastor Harley, you know, I had the prophetic word this morning. But I always worried what if I don't get it right? What if it's my flesh? I don't want to go on my flesh. I want to do what is right. And Pastor Harley was so gracious, and he said to me, Elizabeth, if it's your flesh and you mess it up, I'll clean it up. Come on. It's like a father to a son. Don't worry. Work on it. If you make a mess, I'll come and clean it up after you, and then you'll grow. Isn't that amazing? That encouraged me so much every time, Pastor Harley, even though that's like maybe 3 years ago. That encouraged me so much because that's how we learn. Amen? That's how we learn. Thank you, God. So Isaiah 61:1 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That is the Great Commission. God has commissioned each and every one of us to do these things. Oh, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a minister. I'm not a prophet. I'm not an evangelist. Well, guess what? This scripture's for you. If you are a son of God, this is for you. You are to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. He has anointed you already. Okay, so walk in that. People need to get set free. People are bound and they need you. Step out. Be bold. I pray that a spirit of boldness falls over this house in the name of Jesus. When you're at the mall and the Holy Spirit shows you something that you're like, nobody's watching. I'm going to go do it. Let's go do it. Amen. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised because many times we think it's us, like our own strength, our ability, our gifting. It's not. We can't do nothing apart from God. It is not. It is not. Oh, I'm so anointed. Oh, I'm so this. No, it's not. It is the Holy Spirit that does it all. It is Jesus. You can't do nothing. So when you think like, oh, I got this. Oh, I can lay hands and they be healed. Well, guess what? It's not your strength. And it's not your power. And it's not your anointing. And it's not any of that. It is Jesus himself, the healer. Jesus himself, the deliverer. He is the one that goes before us. He is the one that sets the captives free. He is the one that heals. He is the one that delivers. He is the one that comforts. Amen? But he's using you. You are his vessel. You are yielding to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. Use me in a mighty way. Use me in a mighty way. When I lay hands on that person, my job is to lay hands on that person, and your job is to heal them. That's it. We cannot fail. If the person doesn't get healed, it's because it wasn't the time for it. Maybe something's blocking it. Maybe they need deliverance before they need their healing. But don't be afraid to lay hands on the people. Don't be afraid to step out. Because our job is to go and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. And it is the power of the Holy Ghost, the dunamis power that's going to come through my hand and is going to touch Santos and he's going to be healed. That's it. It's not Elizabeth, it's not Sister Carissa, it's not Pastor Harley. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. We have some part in it because we have to yield to it. That is our part, to step out and put our hands. And God will deliver. Amen? Amen. Amen. How many are you ready to go lay hands on somebody? Woo, hallelujah. The prophet Jeremiah said, it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by my spirit, says the Lord. It is his spirit that is doing it all. When we get that revelation, it doesn't matter how inadequate I am. That's right. It doesn't matter how I feel, because feelings are fickle. It doesn't matter. But the moment I stay bold, I say, God, you got this. It is you. It is you. Be healed in Jesus' name. You don't have to have this woozy feeling like, ooh, I feel the anointing. No. Lay hands on them. His word says, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Amen. When you see somebody needs deliverance, call out that spirit and tell it to come out in Jesus' name. You don't have to know what kind of spirit it is. That's, you know, later on he might show you. But if it's unclean, cast it out. Well, what kind of spirit is it? It doesn't matter. Cast it out. Tell it to go in the name of Jesus. Things will come later as you step out. Ooh, this is a spirit of fear. Ha! No longer is it a clean spirit, but it's a spirit of fear. And then when you say, spirit of fear, come out in the name of Jesus, now you know, can give the word of the Lord. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Give them the word of the Lord. Amen. And it'll grow. The gift will grow. You have to exercise it. It's like going to the gym. How many gym people out here, like the guy is lifting all those big weights? Come on. The more you exercise the muscle, the stronger it comes. The more you pray in tongues, the stronger it's going to be. Amen. So you have to yield to the Holy Spirit for him to work. Amen. He's a gentleman. He's not going to get ahead of you. You got to say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, every time I come up here, I say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Flesh, you hush. Flesh, you hush. I want the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the same Spirit of God that was in the Old Testament is the same Spirit of God today in the Holy Spirit. So how do we partner with the Holy Spirit? We want to be partnering with him. We surrender ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Literally, surrender. Surrender your mind to him so he can give you the mind of Christ. Literally surrender yourself to him so you can hear with your own ears that the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit's saying. When you're ministering to people, ask the Holy Spirit. Don't come up here and don't ask Holy Spirit. Don't come on your own merit. Holy Spirit, show me. I always ask him, show me. Show me, Holy Spirit, so I can minister to somebody. You know how powerful it is when you minister to somebody and Holy Spirit shows you a picture of something that they're going through? They'll go into tears because Holy Spirit is already working on them. And the moment you say that word, it breaks off that bondage, that hold on them. So we want that. There's nothing like the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When you're ministering, it doesn't matter if it's up here. It could be at the mall. Ministering is ministry. It doesn't require a pulpit. Come on. Okay? A lot of the most powerful ministry I've done is out in the streets, at Walmart, at Kmart, at my work. We don't need a pulpit to minister. Amen? Because Holy Spirit does it anyway. It doesn't matter place or timing. Right? So when the anointing comes upon you, you'll know it. You'll know it's the Holy Spirit. Some people say, oh, I feel this warm sensation over my body. Like, I know, like, I feel it, like, right now I'm hot. And some of it's the lighting, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is here and he's touching your hearts. And you'll feel it and you get this warmth, like a blanket, like, ah. I mean, you have those warm blankets in the winter. When the snow comes, Sister Leah, you get the warmth blanket and it's like, ah. It's the Holy Spirit. He's moving. You'll be sensitive to his leading. You'll be sensitive when it comes on you in a greater measure. My foot gets on fire sometimes. Not like fire, but like warmth. And I know the anointing is flowing. And then, of course, sometimes it's like saturates you and you're just sweaty because that's just the power that, you know. And it's not for us. It's for the people. It's for the people. And you don't always have to have a feeling. When you say Holy Spirit go, it doesn't always have to be like, I lay hands on that person and usually my hand gets really hot and they're like, whoa, today it didn't. Elizabeth, knock it off. I was there. Okay, God. So we don't go by feelings, but it's nice when, you know, when you lay hands on them and then you're hot, your hand gets hot. It's nice because, like, I know Holy Spirit. I'm there. When you call my name, I'm there. Even if you don't feel your hand to be hot. Amen. So know that. One of the things that the church, not our church, but the church in general, is grieving the Holy Spirit. Many churches are going in and getting a sermon and going out, and they are not experiencing the Holy Spirit. They are not opening. It's almost like Christmas time is here. You get the dinner, you get the family, you get all the goodies, and you got 9 gifts, huge gifts under your tree. Beautiful bow, all the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And they just sit there, and you don't open any of them. Because that's not for me. That's not for today. Well, the devil is a liar. It's for today, because the Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So anybody that says the gifts are not for today, they need to read their Bible. They need to read the book of Acts, because it is available to you. Now, it is a gift. You can have the 9 gifts after your tree, and you might just want to open one. I don't know about you, but have you ever seen a kid, and they everybody makes like piles of who's? I mean, they go at it like nobody's business, right? Let's be like that with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let's be so hungry, like, I want that, I want that, I want that. It's okay to want the giftings. The Apostle Paul says, want the gifts, covet the gifts. We all should be operating in all 9 gifts. Not for our own sake, but for the body of Christ. For our brothers and sisters that need it. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to open all my gifts. Not one of them is going to be unwrapped. Who does that? Come on. I love gifts. I want to open them up. I don't want to be saying like, what's in the gift? I don't know. You go up to heaven. He's like, oh, so how did it go? Yeah, my well and faithful servant. It went well. God, I said, oh, so you're praying in tongues? What? Did you prophesy? Huh? Because I gave them to you. Huh? Were you discerning the spirit when somebody walked in your church and you know they need deliverance? Did you discern that? Oh, Jesus, well, I didn't. I gave you 9 gifts. I didn't open them, Lord. You'd still be up in heaven, but you're just operating on the lower shift. I wish I know this car racing, because I keep seeing racing cars. So on the first gear. First gear, yeah. The church is in first gear. And some of them are neutral. Let us not be us, Lord. Let us go in fifth gear. Hey, like I used to drive. Fifth gear is the top notch. Superpower, supercharged. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. So literally, we need to surrender ourselves to Him so we can hear from Him. Amen. Okay, so let's see where I'm at. I lost my place. Okay, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. We're there. We're there because many people are grieving the Holy Spirit. We need to let the Spirit just do what He does best. Amen. Let's just be open to Him. There's so much power available to you and me through the Holy Spirit. He's got that dunamis power, the supercharge, dunamis power. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead is inside you and me. Like every time I preach, it's like, ooh, I get so fired up. Think about it. Just like, really, like, settle your mind down and think about it. The power that rose Jesus from the dead is inside you. Yeah. Get that revelation. It brought Jesus to life. And it's inside us. We have that power. Like, help me, Jesus, to get this in my spirit to understand the power that is in me. In 1 John 4:4, it says, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Learn this scripture, 1 John 4:4. Greater is He that is in me, the Spirit of God, than the spirit of the devil that's in the world. He's greater. He's greater. Tell your neighbor, He's greater. And we must never lose sight of Jesus. Never lose sight of Jesus. Jesus is the great priest in high position at the right hand of the Father. He's the high priest. It is because of Jesus that the Holy Spirit came down into our lives and dwell in us. Because of Jesus. Because of His blood that He shed on the cross. We sang about the blood. It is the blood that did it all. The blood of Jesus, His great sacrifice. The power of the Holy Spirit is greatness power. That's the greatest power in the world. There's no bigger power than the Holy Spirit. There's none. Nothing can compare. Yeah, the enemy has power, but it's nothing to our power. It's just peanuts. It's just like nothing, really. Nothing. When it comes to the power of the Holy Ghost, to the power of Jesus in us, that enemy flees. Like a little dog, like a chihuahua barking, and then it comes up like, oh, the blood of Jesus. He goes. He runs. He better run. Amen, because he knows what's got coming to him. Who can understand the power of the Holy Spirit? Only one. Only one that can understand the power of the Holy Spirit, and His name is Jesus. Before Jesus came to the earth as flesh, He understood the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus says, I'm going to the cross. but I'm going to be resurrected. He knew it. Who goes to the cross if you don't ever come back? He already knew the power of the Holy Spirit, that he was going to come back, because he told that to his disciples. On the third day, I'm coming back to be among you. Amen? Jesus was a man, but he was also God. Right? Man in the flesh, but God in spirit. He put complete trust in the Holy Spirit because he knew the power. Can we be that church that puts complete trust on the Holy Spirit? That we know what the outcome is going to be when we surrender and yield our lives to him. Jesus knew the power. May we know that power as well of the Holy Spirit. David knew the power of the third person of the Trinity. That's what he cried out. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He knew where the power was. We should be crying out, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. That's all we have in us as Christians, the Holy Spirit. Do you know the power of the Holy Spirit in you? Have you received that revelation as I've been talking up here? Do you have a better understanding of who he is? Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? The anointed with the Holy Spirit? Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit, and we want to be anointed as well. Acts 10:38 says, and how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good, healing, and all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God is with us too. And we're going to go do greater things that Jesus did. And how is it that we're going to do greater things that Jesus did? It's because we have the Spirit of God himself in us. Come on. The same thing. The same healing. Miracles, same say wonder are happening today. They happened in the times of Jesus. And if his word says we're going to do greater, why are we not seeing greater? What is going on in America that we're not seeing all these miracles breaking out everywhere? What's going on? What's happening? Because the saints aren't operating in the night gifts. Because the saints are feeling down and, oh, maybe it's not for me. It is for you. It is for us. Let's step forward as the body of Christ. Can you imagine just this church right here, this number of people here? If we were to go out there in power and authority of the Holy Spirit, look out for Wayne. Look out, miracle, signs, and wonder be like at the mall. Everywhere that you were, that you walk in authority and power. Like, I don't know why I'm seeing Rambo, but I guess he had a lot of power. It's just some kind of movie long time ago. He like get the enemy, right? Rambo, is that right? Yes. Well, don't watch that movie, but I'm saying it's just the powerful like that. I don't know why I saw that, like, you know, like powerful in charge army. Amen. It's the supernatural power. Who wants to walk in the supernatural power? I know I do. You got to want it and you got to ask it. You got to ask. The word says asking you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. Are we asking the Holy Spirit? Are we asking for that gift? Oh, Lord, and quit saying, like I see the mouth, and quit saying, I'm not prophetic. I don't see Elizabeth like you see. Well, it's because you're just cursing yourself. Say that you see. Maybe I don't see yet, but I'm going on in the name of Jesus. I don't dream like you dream. Well, ask, when you go to bed, do you ask God? Give me dreams and revelations, Father God. He speaks to you in the night, but you haven't surrendered. You haven't yielded to it. Give me visions, God. I want it. I want it all. Be like a little kid. I want every flavor, every candy, every flavor there is. You know? Be like that with the gifts of the Spirit. Dreams and revelations. I just impart that to you right now in the room and over the wavelengths that you will be dreaming. That the Holy Spirit of God, the spirit of dreaming and visions. Amen? Just catch that right now when it's in the air. Just catch it. Just say, I'm taking it. I'm taking that for me too. More dreams for me, Lord. Thank you, God. You'd be surprised what the Holy Spirit will speak to you in your dreams. And I'm not going to give you examples because I don't have a lot of time. I'm still got 40 minutes left. Okay, so here we are. We need total dependency of the Holy Spirit, right? Like when, unlike I see on the car wash. When you go in the car wash, okay, why do we trust the car wash people more than we trust the Holy Spirit? You go in the car wash and they tell you, neutral, right? The guy is always really nice, the one over here on Illinois Road. He says, put it in neutral. So I put it in neutral and I let go. I let go the wheel. I let go of the paddle. I let go of the, what is this thing? The lever. I let go all of it. Okay. Car wash, take me down through the other end. We trust it. But yet when the Holy Spirit tries to move, it's like, no. I don't know if it's you, Holy Spirit. How can we trust the car wash that is going to get us to the other side at night and squeaky clean? But we don't trust the Holy Spirit when he tries to move in a church service. Come on. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we trust you, that we yield to you totally and say, have the wheel. Like that song, Jesus, take the wheel. Take the wheel. He's like, I'm tired of being the co-pilot and things aren't going all right. We got onto the wheel. Take the wheel, Jesus. You lead. You drive. You step pedal to the metal when it needs to, and you slow down when we need to slow down. Amen. Some of us want to go fast, but the Holy Spirit's like, you know, it takes endurance. It takes prayer to get, I don't know what this is for, to get to where you're going. You can't look at other people that have been doing this for 10 years, and now you want to walk in their anointing. You want to walk in their in what they're walking, and it's not your time. It's not your time yet. The fruit's still kind of green, and then God, I got to work things on in you and through you to get you to be ripe and fruitful and tasteful. Come on. That was me many years ago. I was like, I want that. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to take you through the fire. You want that? Okay, Elizabeth, I'm going to take you through the fire. I'm going to prune you. I'm going to sift you. And it's not going to be pretty. I'm going to have Pastor Harley lay hands on you, cast the spirit of Jezebel off of you. When I came to my father's house, you didn't say nothing. I'll poof, fall out. Like, that was deliverance. I know it was. You know? We have to be open to that because God wants to use us in a greater measure. Amen. So whatever that looks like, I don't care. We have to get pride aside. We got to let, you know, I don't want to go because, you know, what if I this happens? Well, let pride be under your feet because it's a humble person that the Lord is going to use. So help us, Father, to be humble. I know that's for me too. Help us to stay humble, Father God, to stay humble in your presence, to stay humble when we do the ministry. We need to be total dependent on the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. The word of God says, as many are led by the Spirit of God. Let us be the ones led by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit leads and guides. And our job is to follow. Our job is to follow. How do I know it's the Holy Spirit? If you're not spending enough time with God, you're not going to know it's the Holy Spirit. So spend time with Jesus so you can hear his voice. It says, my sheep hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, I will not follow. So many got the idea that they can't lead the Holy Spirit, and then that's where they go into trouble. We like Holy Spirit's like, Elizabeth, can this or this? I'm like, oh, but this looks nicer, better, bigger, all of that. And Holy Spirit's like, no, come over here. If I'm not spending time with God the Father, I don't know his voice. Oh, the Spirit of God said this. Did he really? Because if you're not spending time with God, and if it doesn't line up to his word, it's not the Spirit of God. You can say, the Lord told me this, but if it does, if it's not here, he did not tell you that. That is not God. How do I know? Read your Bible. Read your Bible so you not get deceived. Amen? There's a lot of deception in the world. Oh my goodness, what am I doing? Okay, I'm almost done. Praise the Lord. I see that it has been greatly myself trying to use the Holy Spirit. Don't be manipulating the Holy Spirit. He won't have none of it. None of it. I remember a lady, we were praying, like praying in the Holy Ghost, and she's like, oh, we need to pray it this way, and I'm not going to say what it was. I'm like, I'm not praying like that. That's witchcraft. What do you mean? Oh, you're telling what you want the outcome to be, and that might not be the will of God. You can't pray for somebody to be your husband if that's not the will of God. Let's just pray that if this person is your husband, then that will be it. Because what if it's not, and we're praying for the wrong person, and he's the devil? Come on, we got to pray the will of God for our lives. It's got to line up to this word. If that man is not a believer, what does the word say? Don't be unequally yoked. So let's pray the will of God over our lives. He knows better. Sometimes we want something. God's like, I got something bigger for you, Elizabeth. Why are you settling for that? Huh? There's a great Facebook post, and I wish I would have put it up there, but I'm just going with the Holy Ghost, so it's coming to my mind, and it's Jesus, and the little girl has this little small teddy bear, And Jesus has this huge one behind that. And she's like, let go. And she's like, no, I like my little teddy. I like my comfort zone. I like being back here in the back. I don't want to do that. I want to help the church, but you know, I'm just not ready. If Holy Spirit is telling you to go, you better like put it in neutral and let him drive. And Jesus got this big teddy bear in the back. Like, wow, what are we missing out? Amen. So let's not do that. Let's just hear from the Lord and follow the Holy Spirit. I'm here to tell you and testify, I failed many times. I failed many times, but it's okay because I'm growing. The word says we grow up from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And I'm being so conscious about healing and following the Holy Ghost and follow him closely. He leads you, listen and obey of what he says. It's simple. You pray, he speaks, you obey. That's it. You pray, he speaks, and you obey. How simple is that? You ask the Lord, Holy Spirit gives you what you're supposed to be doing, and you just say, yes, God, I'm going to do it. It doesn't make sense, but I'm going to do it. Do what the Holy Spirit tells you, because you just never know what's going to happen. If the Holy Spirit tells you, give that woman 50 cents and tell her to buy yourself a Coke, do it. Yeah. You don't even know her. You don't even know what she's praying for. If the Holy Spirit says do it, you do it, because that might change your whole entire life. Amen. She may go from being a Jezebelic spirit to a powerful one of God. Yeah. You never know that. So do what the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit says buy them a coffee, you never know what this person is going through. So do it. How many of you want to be obedient? Obedience is better than sacrifice, the Holy Spirit says. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Okay, help me land this plane, Lord, because I'm just, I can go for 3 more hours. Help me, Lord. If you're not sure, wait on the Holy Spirit. Wait. Don't rush to things. Ask, Holy Spirit, give me confirmation. And he will. But don't rush to things. Make sure you're hearing from the Holy Spirit and wait upon the Lord. And we don't know how to pray. The scriptures tells us to pray in the Holy Ghost. When we don't know how to pray, pray in tongues. It breaks the yoke. It does. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. The Holy Spirit prays for us. The perfect will of God. What is in the mind of God. We want the mind of God. We may be praying for a situation, but the moment you can, I'm praying the will of God over my life, over my children, over my church, over my ministry, over my marriage. When your husband's getting out of line, when your wife is getting out of line, she didn't do the dishes, when your son or daughter are that the spirit of rebellions, when you pick them up from your dad, from their dads or their moms, and they're not in a good mood, you know what it is. Kanda shalaraba sandalabakaya. Before you get home, guess what? How was your day, mom? Because the Holy Spirit prayed exactly what that child needed. Amen. Amen. So help us, Lord, to pray in the Holy Ghost. Who would want this powerful? Powerful, powerful gift. That we can just pray. An enemy will flee. Hey, come on. Wait on the Holy Spirit. Just wait. And when he speaks, you obey. When he says, Elizabeth, jump. I'm like, yes, Lord, how high? Right? Well, Elizabeth, sip it. Yes, Lord. Sip it. I always see the sipper. I've been seeing this sipper. Sip it, Elizabeth, ain't not your place. Yes, Lord. I want to listen to him. I hear many people say the Holy Spirit says this and says that, but it doesn't line up, so it's not the word of God. God does not contradict his word. He doesn't contradict himself either. So it was the Holy Spirit, or was it the flesh? Do not be deceived. There's great deception. There's always a counterfeit. There's always a counterfeit. There's praying in tongues in the church by the Holy Spirit, and there's praying in tongues in the demonic realm as well. There's slain in the spirit in the church of God, and there's slain in the spirit in the dark world. It mimics it. It's a counterfeit. It's a copycat. The devil wants to copycat everything so that it will get people confused. praying in tongues is of the devil. It's of the devil if you're under a different spirit. But if you're under the spirit of God, it's the power of God. See, people get confused. Oh, I heard that praying in tongues is of the devil. Well, if you're in the church of the devil, it is. If you're calling on to evil spirits, it is. But if you're calling on to God, the Spirit of God himself, the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit. It depends what power you're calling on to. Yes, there's power in the dark too. So we got to be careful who we are lining up to, who we are yielding to the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's the Spirit. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit. Ah, okay, I'm on that one. Don't be yielding unto other spirits. You got to know it's the Holy Spirit. Because a lot of people say, oh, yeah, they're Christians. They're like, no. Know your word. Because this is when we're going to be deceived, because the person telling you is a Christian. And just be discerning. I'll give you one more example and then I'm done. Okay, we're good. Not noon yet. 7 more minutes. Good. Okay, so I'll give you this, because in this last days, in this last hours, people are going to be deceived. Strong Christians are going to be deceived. So we have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit to know. There was a woman, and I'm not going to say names. So there was a woman that I greatly respect, had a guest in her YouTube, Facebook show. And I couldn't wait, because it's a powerful woman of God. And the moment I got on the live, I kid you not, the very first few seconds, I was like, whoa. The guest, when she was talking, I was seeing this in my spirit. Her face was deforming, like demonically deforming on my screen. And I said, what is going on, God? And I was like, "This, I don't want to listen to this." But then I was like, well, this woman's a mighty woman of God. Surely she can discern that this spirit is not spirit of God. And I'm like wrestling. I'm like, why are you wrestling? I'm showing you. Get off that screen. And it was not even 3 minutes. I got off the screen. I'm like, sorry, this is not for me. I shut it off. Because the Holy Spirit was showing. I'm like, not like I was a feeling. I saw it on the screen. Her face was deforming when she was talking. I shut it off. And even that, I stopped following this woman for like 3 months. I'm like, if she can't discern that, I don't want to follow that. And I stopped for like 3 or 4 months. I don't know the exact time. But later on, somebody says, hey, did you know that so-and-so came out in the open and said that she rebuked the woman that she had, and that was not the Spirit of God, and that told all their followers that that was, a mistake, that she shouldn't have had it? I was like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You see, you have to know God, the Spirit of God, for yourself. You can't just follow the crowd. You have to hear for yourself the Holy Spirit. There's so much New Age out there trying to come under the name of Christianity. Be careful. Be careful. I had, I'm not going to say names, but I had this person, and I said, where'd you get that bracelet? She's like, oh, this woman, she gave it to me for my healing. And I said, what? Jesus is the healer. Well, no, she's a Christian. She got crosses in her little office and some kind of healer person. And I said, I don't like the what I'm getting from that bracelet. And she was somebody that I know real close. And I said, take it off. She's a family member. Take it off. She's like, this is going to heal me. My fibromyalgia, whatever it is called. I'm like, the devil is a liar. I said, take it off. She's like, and then we were in a hotel room. I had another of her friends with me. And she goes, Elizabeth, you're right. And she's like, I'm going out to smoke a cigarette. You guys talk whatever you want to talk. And she went outside. So me and her prayed. And I said, Father God, you know that's not of you. And that we just prayed that bracelet would break, would do something. Well, guess what happened? She texts me like a week later. Goes, I know what you prayed. I said, what did we pray? She's like, that bracelet you told me to take off. I said, yeah. She was like, it busted all over my garage because I went to open my car and it busted everywhere. I said, praise the Lord. He did his job. Come on. Come on, you can pray things like that, because if it's not the Spirit of God, he will help you and help that person to show you that it wasn't right. People say it's the Holy Spirit, it's God, and it's not. So be very careful what people are saying. It's a Christian thing. Know the Spirit of God. And I know why I'm going so deep with this is for some of you. Some of the practices they do that is all New Age, and they say they're Jesus and all that. They start, what is it called? Hot stones. And they do prickling. Acupuncture. Oh, this is a Christian lady. But that acupuncture is a New Age stuff. It's because we're so desperate to get our healing, we'll go whatever it was. But Jesus, no. It has to be the Spirit of God. Jesus is our healer. So be careful when we go to places like that, because it isn't all the Spirit of God. Amen? Okay, hour of great deception. Wait and be sure the Spirit bears witness with your spirit. Don't do anything you don't have peace about. Pay attention. Holy Spirit will prompt you and He will warn you. So Father God, we thank You. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your powerful word that's sharper than a two-edged sword, that divides bone and marrow. We thank You, Holy Spirit, for the revelation of who You are, the same Spirit of God. We thank You, Father God, for the enormous power that is inside of us. Help us, Father God, to be bold. Help us, Jesus, to yield to Your Holy Spirit, to total surrender to Your Holy Spirit, so that we can do mighty great works for Your glory and for Your kingdom. We thank You, Holy Spirit, for the revelation. And Father, we want all the nine gifts. And if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you want to get that baptism, later on you'll have an opportunity to come up. So we thank You, God, for Your Holy Spirit. We thank You, Lord. Let us not quench the Holy Spirit, and let us move in power, in dunamis power, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the church says, amen and amen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.